Come, follow me. The Atonement of Jesus Christ. We're imperfect, and so are the circumstances of our lives. We all experience guilt, loss, pain, inadequacy, and more. But we also all have hope for forgiveness, strength, and salvation through the Atonement of Jesus Christ. As you study and discuss this topic at home and in church, you may ponder these questions. How does the Savior's atonement affect me from day to day? What feelings do I have when I think of the Savior's sacrifice? For some thoughts related to these questions, read the scriptures listed in the topical guide under Jesus Christ, Atonement Through, and Grace. You'll also find teachings on the Savior's Atonement in October 2015 General Conference Talks at conference.lds.org, such as Strengthened by the Atonement of Jesus Christ by Elder Dallin H. Oaks. Go to lds.org/go/strength-ne-316. Christ is always near, waiting and willing to help us when we pray for Him and are willing to repent and come unto Him. Elder M. Russell Ballard, Quorum of the 12 Apostles, October 2015, General Conference. No matter what losses, wounds, and rejection we have suffered, His grace and healing are mightier than all. Truly, yoked to the Savior, we can say with confidence, it will all work out. Sister Neil F. Marriott, Second Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency, October 2015, General Conference. Share these cards. Give yourself an easy reminder to think about this month's theme. Just place these cards in your scriptures, locker, or bedroom. You can also download or share them online at lds.org/go/cards-ne-316. End of the section, Come Follow Me, The Atonement of Jesus Christ. Read by Paul Woodward.